I have one of number 8 so far. Do you have any? Number 34 right now, right? The plant alfalfa and cut it, and then it grows up again on its own, and then they cut it again. What do they call that? They cut it once and then they cut it twice.
Second cutting, I suppose.
And they used to put wheat in what kind of units? A large unit and then a smaller unit. Or a smaller unit than a large unit, I guess it's the other way around. They put wheat into a... the old way of doing it.
You're not speaking of bushels, are you?
That's how you measure the yield, I guess, isn't it? And 40, a good crop is 40 what?
Bushels to the acre.
But yeah, 40 to 50, I guess. When they used to put the wheat in units, would they put it in a
bin?
Put together in a before it's
in a bag.
Before the stuff's taken
while
off.
While it dries out in the field.
Before it's thrashed.
Yeah.
Put in shocks. That what you want?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm a city boy.
You're talking
I don't
about
know
the wheat grains. So, yeah.
What do we put it in?
Shocks.
I was busy trying writing down thrash there. they never talk about sheaves though, of wheat.
Yes.
What's that larger or smaller unit than a shock?
I think it's interchangeable.
How about a bundle of wheat? Is that a unit that can be in?
Not the same.
Same thing. John, you're a farmer?
Sort of. In a way.
Are we getting on the right track here? When I get into this, I don't want to talk.
I would use bundle. I'd use a shock or a sheaf.
Bundle wouldn't be used. Okay, you said they have oats around here. They used to you used the word thrashed a minute ago. When you finish thrashing, you might say the oats thrashed.
The oats have been thrashed.
Or they...
they have thrashed the oats.
And in fact, you're all done. You say the oats are... The oats...
Thrashed. Are thrashed.
They used to... We still use the term, when we have a lot of company, we're going to cook for...
the thrashers.
Trying to get thrash in several different ways. Some people interchange thresh and thrash.
some thresh, don't they?
Yeah, you're consistent on a thresh so far. Somebody gives you a ride, and you say, "Here's your house. Stop, please. I don't want to go any farther. This is
where I get off.
or this is. Would you say, don't take me any farther? This is." I don't go any farther than this. This is.
I don't know what you're after.
You want to try? I would be have to say this is all the farther I go. You would not.
I'd say this is as far as I go.
Even when you suggest an item, sometimes you still get. Nobody says all the farther around here, at least I haven't. This is mine and that's
yours.
This is theirs and this is
mine.
Or it belongs to all of us, it's
ours.
Not those. You don't have to get all those. Possessive pronouns. One or two will be occasional. They don't say his and then hers.